Hello, good morning. It's the morning after. It's Ben and Josh. It is 20 minutes past 8 in the a.m.
Yes, we are talking with Jinx all about As You Are, which is coming up. Of course, we've been talking about this all week, so very excited to have you in the studio.
Excited to be here.
No problem. So you're with Magpie Castle is your your brand, and you make glass art, jewellery, kaleidoscopes, that kind of stuff. How would you describe, I guess, what you make?
That's a pretty good description, actually. So, yeah, stained glass, not the big windows type of thing that you see in cathedrals, I suppose. More smaller window hangings, you know, rainbows, clouds, crystals, plants, leaves out of glass. And I attach some sun catcher crystals to them sometimes. And then nice. The whole room sparkles with rainbows. Kaleidoscopes I do as well. So also out of art glass. So they're a bit more sophisticated than the cardboard tubes you can buy in
yes.
shops.
I'm sure.
Which are cool too. You know, that's how I started out collecting a whole bunch of these and then just evolved from there.
How does one make a kaleidoscope? Like, what's the I'm just genuinely very interested in what the process is for making that.
So you've got a series of mirrors inside. There's various mirror systems you can use, but basically it's three mirrors in the basic shapes that you are you put them in sort of a triangular tube shape, which then reflects everything around it.
Yeah.
So at the end of this tube, you put some colorful bits and bobs. In my case, for my kaleidoscopes, I have a glass bottle with beads or offcuts of my other glass projects.
Cool.
And
nice.
Just different textures. You really try to get a lot of variety in there, and then you spin that bottle, and because it's all just random bits, they just keep rearranging themselves over and over again, and so you never really see the same thing twice, which I really think that's one of my favorite aspects of kaleidoscopes, because it's sort of like the universe in each moment in life, which like it's all unique. Like, I'm here right now in the studio, we're sitting here talking. This will never happen in this exact
thing
shape
ever
or
again.
Form again.
Yeah, yeah,
so.
No, definitely. That's a really cool way to look at it.
Yeah,
I like
sure.
that a lot, yeah.
How did you get from doing this as just something to do, a pastime, a hobby, and it become an actual business?
So I've been active in the arts scene pretty much a long, long time. I used to be a painter before being a glass artist. But the glass sort of came to be maybe 3-ish years ago that I transitioned.
Cool.
And I used to be part-time nanny and part-time artist. So that's how I balanced my financial two legs to stand on, so to speak.
Yep.
And then COVID came and I lost my job. But at the same time, I was also sort of tempted to just give it a go full-time anyway and see how it goes. And during lockdown, funnily enough, a lot of orders started coming in, and I was like, "What? What's this?"
What's
there was
going
a whole,
on?
There was a huge support local made and Kiwi thing, especially during the lockdown. So I'd get orders, and I'm like, "Well, are you sure you wanna spend money on glass instead of maybe you need it for bread?" So I mean, who knows what the world's doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it just took off from there.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah,
that's a great story.
Go on.
Oh, I was just gonna ask as well, like, what a similar question to the kaleidoscope, but how do you, what's the process like for making these like little glass jewelry pieces?
Yeah.
So I use recycled glass a lot. So I just go to like an op shop and buy a mirror or a picture frame. So that's, and then I paint those.
Yep.
Or I go to my glass shop and buy panels of artisan glass, which are made in the UK or the US and Germany, because there's no factory here that unfortunately that makes lovely colored glass.
Yeah.
So maybe something somebody could do.
There's a business idea for someone right there.
Yeah, yeah. And then you use a glass cutter, which is, it's got a small carbide wheel, so it's sort of metal. You score the glass, and then you got to break the score by hammering on top
of it. Is that terrifying every time?
Oh my god, it definitely is, especially if you have some beautiful artisan glass,
like,
and you just really don't want to fuck it up, you know?
Yeah.
So, that's heart attack material sometimes.
Yeah.
And it's also really loud, actually.
Interesting.
And then So I'm joking that my neighbors were going to call like police on me sometime for thinking it's like a domestic going on, yeah, just because all the cursing shattering. That's going on.
You're just like, just like glass shattering. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Well, luckily that I don't think that's happened yet. So,
how,
you know,
laborious of a process is making your art? Because from my understanding, working with glass, I've only ever seen Blown Away on Netflix, and they just sweat all day. So, yeah, how laborious of a process is all of it?
It's pretty laborious. It's kind of, so after the glass is cut, you need to file it, and then you need to foil it. So copper foil is what I use. This is like a different technique to the windows. And then you solder it. So you're melting metal at 200 degrees onto the copper seams, which in the wintertime is nice to have a bit of heat because it's still in the garage, you know. But in the summer, I've got my mask on, you know, and the welding gloves, and the soldering iron is just burning away. So there's a few liters of sweat definitely involved.
We're, of course, talking about As You Are, which is on Sunday, July the 18th, 20 Southwark Street, 11 to 3. You're going to be down there. What can we expect? What can I buy?
Well, so because normally I have my stall, and as well, I organize the markets with the beans as well. So it's so for the first time, I will actually just be organizing and not be selling my stuff, but there'll be 100+ other vendors there. You can find vintage clothing, you can find plants, pottery, arts and crafts, delicious food and drinks, live art, music, and good vibes.
Awesome. And how did you get involved with Green Lane and the markets?
So I've been active in the market scene for quite a while. So it started out maybe in Wellington, sort of. There was this bar called the Mighty Mighty, and they had a monthly market, which was really epic. So once a month in this bar with the biggest disco ball I've ever seen during the day. So nice lighting and just day drinking and having good vibes, really. The bar doesn't exist anymore. And I moved to Christchurch in 2014. So there was really nothing going on here. And so coming from vibrant Wellington into post-earthquake Christchurch, there was quite a big difference. Somebody was trying to do a Cathedral Square market back in the day, and I think there was maybe 5 vendors, and so I did it 3 times, but it was so depressing because the only people that came were tourists trying to look at the cathedral.
And so we were like, I know you're trying to look at the cathedral here, but
and so I just the only thing I sold was $10 worth of something, and I just spent it on a t-shirt from the next door vendor. So yeah, things sort of then for a few years there wasn't really much going on, and I just didn't really bother looking for more markets. And then Arts Centre Market started up. That was cool. But being a tourist market predominantly, that sort of died down with the COVID recently. And then I was part of organising Izzy's Market with 3 other girls, which was a summer market, and it was a lot of fun doing that, but we always knew it was just going to be for the summer. Plus, the cafe had to move because of restrictions of the area. So I was just wanting to like sink my teeth into some other market that works. And having done a couple of Green Lane markets, I sort of saw some potential there. And so after the Christmas break that they had, the beans were quite exhausted because it was a weekly thing, and just, I'm not sure if they're going to do this again.
They used to do them all the time. Yeah, it was nuts.
It was just a bit much. And so I just approached them and said, hey, let's combine our powers and, you know, redo this and a monthly thing. What do you think? And bigger and better. And here we are.
Fantastic. That's so cool.
Yeah, it's enlightening to hear, especially because the market scene is just going off, especially citywide. Tomorrow, head on down to Riverside Market for the German Midwinter Christmas Fest. And of course, make sure to head on down to Southwark Street As You Are for Sunday.
Yes. Well, thank you very much for coming in, Jinx.
Pleasure.
Very nice talking to you. And yeah, like Ben said, everyone go down to the market. I'll be there, you know, so that's incentive as well, you know. Even if you don't find anything, maybe you'll see me.
I'm not going to go as a no.